Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Colossians 3, verses 16 through 17. In my father's ministry, a young man came in, just off of drugs and trying to get his life right with God. He was repentant and eager to be part of the fellowship. He loved that we were all just one big misfit family. He offered to help wherever he was needed, in serving, in preaching, in worship, in praying. "I'm a spare tire, Pastor," he said. "Put me where you need me." My dad, of course, always willing to train up the young, took him up on his offer. Others had said to my dad that this young man was a lost cause, don't even bother. But my dad knew better. He was young. He was willing. He would be ready. In the proper season, if someone would just but teach him. So he did. That young man was Daniel Wright. And no, he didn't always get it right. Sometimes his zeal outweighed his wisdom, as is the case with all young Christians. But everything that he did to the fullest. He gave it his all. He worked as unto the Lord. And because of it, God brought him through his wildernesses into an impossible Promised Land. After spending several years in Baton Rouge, going to Bible college, seeing much apostasy and fakery, and walking away from several opportunities to head up large and prestigious ministries, God called him back home. So he moved and came back to that little church in that little town of fishermen where he had been discipled by God, a godly man, and experience. After moving back, God called us together. Me and him. We married and began to minister under Pastor Glenn. Not long later, my dad had a massive heart attack, and Daniel was right there, ready in position to step up and lead the congregation. The church never missed a service. God had it all covered. My dad survived that heart attack by sheer miracle, while God had every detail filled. Pastor Daniel had finally fulfilled his promise. The spare wheel was put on the vehicle. That was this ministry. And it kept rolling. I'm sure this was not an easy time for him, but he grabbed the helm with selfless confidence and steered the ship through the turbulence. He worked hard as a husband. He worked hard as a pastor. He helped to take care of my family and to tend to my father. He took care of the needs of the people. And when his nephew fell into hard times, he took him in as well and became a father to the fatherless. He worked 4 and 5 jobs at a time, ministered 3 services a week, tended to the people's needs, took care of a family, an extended family, and a church family. He did everything and kept smiling. Now understand this, that when you shepherd a congregation full of the least of these, as we always have, there is no money to hire employees, no staff, no amenities. You cut the grass, you clean the building, you scrub the toilets, you fix the plumbing, you do the books, you deal with the lawyers, you pay the bills, you keep the church out of trouble, you do everything, and you do it for free. But he had offered whatever you need, and God heard, and God tested, and he upheld his word. And God blessed it. Over time, God sent us people who would take up some of these tasks and lighten the load a bit, and we are truly grateful for each and every one of them. But Pastor Daniel, he had been faithful and selfless with what belonged to God and to others. So God trusted him with more and eventually miraculously gave him a business of his own. And when God did this, what did Daniel do? He gave all of the money that he made in it back into ministry and charity. He has been a father to the fatherless and a husband to the husbandless, he is by far the most giving person that I know. He is selfless, working himself to exhaustion day and night, and still tending to the needs and requests of the congregation with little recognition or earthly compensation. It is a labor of love and of obedience. He is a true covering to me and to them, and we are very grateful for him. When the Lord gives me a word, an assignment, or a mission, he supports it, even when he doesn't understand it. He covers me so that I can be obedient to what the Lord is speaking. Where I am weak, he is strong. He covers me physically, and I lift him up in prayer. We are a team that shakes the foundations of hell even when no one else is aware. I could not be who I am and have been to so many without him covering me and being a good godly husband. Fatherless children call him dad. Husbandless mothers call to him for help. Overwhelmed fathers lean on him for the manna to be strengthened. All while still taking care of his own family, both immediate and extended. And while we all get frustrated at times, he keeps a smile and never complains about any of it. He bears the burden in love and shows a cheerful disposition to everyone. Strangers call him happy. His congregation call him pastor. I call him friend, and God calls him blessed. He may not have an abundance of mammon or possessions, but he has an abundance of what counts in eternity, the fruits of the Spirit. God sees his sacrifices when no one else does, and is grateful for his eager willingness and years of faithful, selfless service. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, we read this, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, and he hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever." So Lord, as we honor these good qualities and attributes, we remember that you use us all differently, but you will require us all to live sacrificially in one way or the other. So Lord, we pray today for the faith to be cheerful givers, to be selfless leaders, to work hard so that we have to help others, to be willing to step into the positions and placements that you call us to, not the ones that we want, not to fill our own ambitions, but to do the work of your kingdom and further your covenants. Lord, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, in our life and through our generations. Lord, we ask that you would order our steps. And as Pastor Daniel often said when discipling young ministers, everyone wants to preach in Jerusalem, but very few want to serve in Bethlehem. So Lord, we pray that you would give grace abundantly to those that you have called into those humble positions with purpose, and remind them that it's not about the glitz and the glam. It's about walking hand in hand with the King of Kings, who did not find it beneath him to be born in a barn, to work as a carpenter, to minister to fishermen, to call people to repentance and to righteousness, and yet still to hug them and to love them through their brokenness. Let us remember today, Lord, that it's not about us. It's about you, your work, and bringing you the reward of your suffering, your lost children, back into your kingdom. May we all be servants of the Most High God and stop desiring to be celebrities. It's not about who can stand on the top of the pyramid. It's about who's willing to get down on his knees and lift someone else up out of the pit that they're in. So help us today, Lord, to have new vision about what ministry really is and what it really looks like to be godly men and women. Let us remember to pray for and to honor our coverings. We don't know what they endure. We don't know what they might be suffering. We don't know their trial or tribulation, especially when they're faithful to smile through them. We go to them with all of our problems, but how often do we intercede for them, knowing that they have to carry their own and all of ours with it? Oh Lord, give them strength, give them endurance, and give them your grace in abundance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.